A former employee at the home faces criminal charges for his actions in restraining a young girl. The Public Information Board Thursday heard a description of what's on the security video. This is a manager at the home describing what the video shows of both the girl and the employee charged in the case.
The girl was on the floor at the time. He was over her and over her back and head, and had at one point had his knee in her back, pressing her head toward the floor. Her head hit the wall.
Now, advocates for openness in government say the public has a right to see what the manager is describing, but the board must decide between the competing claims of government transparency and protecting the confidentiality of the girl. Des Moines attorney Mike Giudicessi makes the case for the Register.
An issue is a videotape of a beating of a child, and the excuses that are being given by the state, we think, don't hold up.
Giudicessi cites a 1979 case involving the sterilization of a woman under the care of the state. The state argued in Hudson versus the Des Moines Register that it must protect that woman's confidentiality.
And the Iowa Supreme Court said, no, there is a greater need, a greater importance. There's a public importance in knowing what government is doing, what government is doing to people.
Giudicessi says transparency laws trump confidentiality laws in the Toledo case. Assistant Attorney General Diane Stahl, who's representing the DHS, says no, the confidentiality law should rule.
Persons in this state who need the assistance or services of the Department of Human Services should know that their information is going to remain confidential. This is a child who has already suffered greatly in her life, and really should her image be public information forevermore to be posted on the internet.
The Register's attorney argues the image of the girl can be sufficiently blurred to protect her. In a lengthy report, the board's executive director, Keith Luchtel, concludes on the side of the DHS. He argues what he calls the small gain in public awareness that would come from releasing the video is not as important as the potential harm to the girl. But the board did not go along with Luchtel's recommendation. They voted instead to seek more information, including viewing the video themselves. Kathleen Richardson was the only dissenting vote. She's the head of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council.
I found none of the arguments for keeping the video confidential persuasive. And to my mind, this situation is at the heart of the importance of government accountability.
Up to now, the fledgling Information Board has heard relatively uncontroversial complaints about open records and open meetings law violations. Board Chairman Bill Monroe, a retired newspaper man, says this is by far the toughest case to date.
No, it is. It is. And it's very difficult because
you feel for the alleged victim here. On the other hand, you are bound by the law to do what can be done.
Monroe and the board majority say, in effect, a picture paints 1,000 words. They'll likely be allowed to view the video in closed session at their next meeting in January. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.